بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وانعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And I welcome all the brothers and sisters before my welcoming, the welcoming of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His house. You are the guest of Allah Almighty. And as it is, you do not accept anyone in your house. Same thing, Allah Azza wa Jal does not accept anyone in His house. And you are one of those ones who's been accepted by Allah Himself to be invited in His house and to be the guest of Allah Almighty. And then I'll welcome you on behalf of all the brothers and sisters who put effort for this night, for the last few years, and the special night tonight, to all the brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all for coming, and may Allah azza wa jal give you the steadfasting on His religion to continue coming and be part of this beautiful, great brotherhood and sisterhood environment. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the most beloved places to Allah are the mosques, and the most hated places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the markets. And a sign of you being one of those ones who have been beloved by Allah is to be in the house of Allah, the most beloved place to Allah Azza wa Jal. And I think, inshaAllah, this is a good sign for every single one of us here. My brothers, my sisters in Islam, I would not take much of your time standing here, but only a reminder, first of all, a reminder for myself, and a reminder to you secondly. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make this reminder touch the heart of every single one of us. Because indeed, we need a lot of reminders. The unfortunate thing, we do not need any of a reminder when it comes to any worldly matter. We do not need any reminder when it comes to our work. We do not need any reminder when it comes to our wealth and money. And another unfortunate thing is, sometimes that we do not even need a reminder for the haram. But the sad thing is, and the most upsetting thing is, when it comes to Allah, we need a lot of reminder. When it comes to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need a lot of reminder. When it comes to our religion, in which me and you are created for, we're not created for any money. We're not created for any wealth. We're not created for any dunya or haram. We are created for Allah and His religion, and nothing else but Allah and His religion. And as I said, the upsetting thing is, as a Muslim who believes in Allah and His Prophet, as a Muslim who says I'll do anything for my religion. It's very upsetting that we need a lot of reminder. We need a lot of reminder. We need a lot of reminder about Allah. We need a lot of reminder about praying. We need a lot of reminder about keeping away from the haram. We need about a lot of reminder about the day of judgment. And we need a lot of reminder about the day where there's no run away from this day, which is death. We need a lot of reminder. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind. Remind. Indeed, reminder benefits the believers. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make this reminder tonight a forever reminder for all of us. A reminder that goes in the heart and never comes out. It's a reminder about Allah and His deen. My brothers in Islam, my sisters in Islam, as I said, we do forget our great purpose in this life. Does it come to our mind sometimes, after all that run around that I do during the day and night, from work to gym to shopping to movies to this place to that place, and then one day will go past, another day will go past, and a month will go past, and another month will go past. And then you realize it's 1 year already went past, and 2 years went past. And subhanAllah, you look at yourself and you're already about 30 years old, or 35 years old, or 40 years old. And then you say, subhanAllah, what did I do? Huh? It's time for me to wake up. What am I here for? So subhanAllah, I needed about 40 years, or 30 years, or even 25 years of your life to go past, so you could realize at the end and ask yourself that question, what am I doing in this world? What am I doing in this world? Am I in this world to do those runarounds that I'm doing every single day and night? Or am I here for another great purpose? Or a greater purpose? We will all know the answer. And that's another funny thing. We all know the answer on why we are here for. And we all know the answer why we are created for. And we all know the answer what's our duty and responsibility in this world. But subhanAllah, we forget. And if we don't forget, we make ourselves forget. So we don't remind ourselves. We are here for Allah. My brothers, we are here for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are here to worship Allah azza wa jal. We are here to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are here to uphold the deen of Allah and His Prophet. We are here to carry a great responsibility, the responsibility of Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, إِنَّ أَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. We had offered this trust, Islam. We had offered this trust, the religion of Allah, to the heavens, and how great is the heavens. And to the earth, and how great is earth. And to the mountains, and how great are the mountains. We had offered this trust to the heavens, to the earth, to the mountains. It was too heavy for them to carry. So they said, Ya Allah, we can't carry it. This trust, this religion, Islam, it's too heavy for the mountains and earth and the heavens to carry. So who put his hand up and said, Ya Allah, carry it? You. فحملها الإنسان. So we gave it to the human being, and the human being carried it. You carried a trust that's much heavier than the mountains and the heavens and the earth put together. And with all the strength and the powers of the heavens and the earth and the mountains, you as a human being turned out to be stronger and more powerful. Subhanallah. With what? Not with the muscles and not with the money. With Allah's religion. With the deen, my brothers. With Islam, my sisters. My brothers and sisters. As I said, it's upsetting. And it's very upsetting. And what makes things more upsetting? That you find people come in and out. Now you see a lot of brothers in the mosque. Tomorrow you don't see them. That's another upsetting thing. And the other question I ask myself is why? Why did this brother leave the mosque? Why did this sister stop coming to the gathering of angels? Why did this brother stop being around the good brothers? Has he found someone better than Allah? Has he found a place better than the mosque? Have they found a brotherhood or a sisterhood better than the brothers and sisters in the mosque? If you go around this whole world, you're never going to find anyone better than Allah. If you go around this whole universe, you're not going to find anyone better than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to follow. If you go around every single place, you're not going to find better than the house of Allah azza wa jal. So why do you leave? Why do you leave? Ikhwani, don't leave. You leave this environment, you are just leaving into the trap of the shaitan. And shaitan is your enemy. Shaitan is an evident enemy. We all know that. We all know that shaitan is my enemy. We all know that shaitan only wants to deceive us. We all know that shaitan only wants to destroy us. We all know that shaitan comes and whispers in our ear. And comes in front of us and tells us do this and do that. And we know that this action is from the shaitan. And we know this action is only going to destroy us. And we know this action is only going to make us go down. And we follow them. Why? Why do you follow the shaitan when you know he's your enemy? Why do you follow the shaitan when you know he only wants to destroy you? Why do you follow the shaitan when you know he only is going to corrupt you? It's very upsetting to see a lot of our young Muslims on the streets or on drugs or dealing with drugs or going out and clubbing. And they're the worst people there too. They're the ones that cause trouble. They're the ones that cause the bad scenes. It's upsetting that a lot of our Muslims are locked up. Why? You're a Muslim. You have the greatest identity in your heart. You have something that the kuffar are jealous from you. Do you know that? Well, now you do. You know the kuffar are jealous from you. They are jealous from your religion. They are jealous from your prayer. They are jealous from your worship to Allah. They are jealous because you follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are jealous because you have a mosque that you come to 5 times a day. They are jealous because you have a good brotherhood. They are jealous from me because they know you have good morals and ethics. And if you don't believe me, then listen to Allah's words. Allah said, رُبَّمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Have you heard that verse before? Have you heard that verse before? It's in Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 2. Allah says, Alif Lam Ra, Rubbama yawaddu alladhina kafaru law kanu muslimin. Allah Almighty says, then the non-believers wish if they were Muslims. Then the non-believers wish if they become Muslims. Then they wish if they could turn to Islam. Who said that? Allah said, the non-believers that you imitate every single day and try to look like every single day and behave like every single day and act like every single day and go to their places and go to their hangouts. They wish they could become Muslims like you. They wish they could pray like you. They wish they have a religion that makes common sense like your religion. They wish they grew up as being Muslims with Muslim father and mother. They wish they have a mosque to go to 5 times a day. They wish they have a Quran they read from. They wish they have a worship like your worship. But what do you do with it as a Muslim? You run away from it. رُبَّمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Then the non-believers wish one day if they become Muslims. Then they wish one day they become Muslims. They are jealous from our religion. And the sad thing is, we are jealous from their action. We want to be gangsters. We want to be druggies. We want to be drug dealers. We want to hang out. We want to go for drives. We want to scream at people. We want to swear at people. We want to make fun of this guy and make fun of that guy. And think at the end of the day that we're doing something good. No! You're not doing something good. You are doing something very bad. You need to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are jealous of you. And extremely jealous from you. That you have a great example to follow. A great example that themselves can't even deny. A great example the whole mankind agreed on. An example that Allah had chosen for you. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no one could deny that. Not me, not you. You know deep inside your heart that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest man. You know deep inside your heart that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best example to follow. You know deep inside your heart that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best follower to follow. Then follow him. Then be on his path. Don't look for any other path. If you really love him, you follow him. If you really care about him, you fight for his deen. Uphold his deen. Imitate and act upon what he orders. Not follow the gangsters. Not follow the haram. Not follow the Americans. Not follow your own enemy shaitan. You follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why my brothers, this is a reminder. Follow Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. And be proud of a follower of Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. Now I'm going to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I'm shy about it. Now I'm proud. And I'm proud till death to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm proud to the day of the last moment of my life that I am a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm even more proud when I stand next to him in the hereafter. I'm more proud when I'm with him in the hereafter. When I'm in the same lines that he's into the paradise. My brothers, my sisters, a simple reminder. But remind yourself about it all the time. Who am I? And what am I? And what do I have to do? What's my purpose? I'm a Muslim. And my religion is Islam. And Allah does not accept any other religion except Islam. And I'm a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for this, I'm going to follow the path of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Step by step. Inch by inch. Mira by mira. I'm going to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Till death. I'm going to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till I meet him. I'm going to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the day I'll die. My brothers, one of the great following the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam is the environment. Ikhwani, it's in you, it's in me. I love to become strong. I love to be firm. I love to pray every single day. I love to be around a good environment. I love, but I can't. I know you can't. And I can't too. Why? Because we're not in a good environment. If we put ourselves in a good environment, both of us, we can. But if you're going to be in a bad environment around bad people, and I'm going to be in a bad environment around bad people, of course, man, you can't. And that's why, my brothers and sisters, this is your environment. Especially here in this country, where about you going to go? You're not going to even get where you get here in your own house, in your own bedroom. That's why, my brothers and sisters, you need that environment. And the best environment is the house of Allah. Nowhere else. And that's why, my brothers and sisters, stick to the environment. It's not worth it. I lose a dot of iman for the sake of anything of this world. Not even for the sake of dollar. Not even for the sake of anything of this world. I don't lose a drop of iman because my iman is worth everything to me in this whole life. A drop of iman is worth to me this whole world and what's in it. One hasana to me is worth this whole world and what's in it. One hasana to me is worth every single dollar that exists on the surface of this earth. One hasana is more important to me than this whole universe. So my brothers and sisters, the environment. Put yourself in a right environment. And we are calling you to be part of this environment. An invitation from Allah. Be part of this environment. A brotherhood, sisterhood, environment. That you see someone that tells you Assalamu alaikum with a smile and you reply back Wa alaikum assalam with a better smile. You hear someone saying fear Allah, the other one says follow Muhammad. Not swearing. Or look at this girl, or look at this car, and look at this and look at that. You hear the words of Allah. Those words, as the Shaykh recited, if it comes on a mountain, the mountain will humble and shake. We are calling you to be part of this environment, the environment of this mosque. And that's why, my brothers and sisters, if you really care about your deen, if you really care about your religion, if you really care about what you say, I care about Allah, be part of this environment. Be part of this environment. If you want to know yourself, you're a believer or not, well, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever you see constantly coming to the mosque, witness they are believers. It's a sign of iman. What's so hard on you to come to Allah's house once a day? What's so hard on you to come every second day, attend a lesson and hear something about Allah and His Prophet? So my brothers and sisters, as I said, I don't want to take this reminder as a long reminder. Alhamdulillah, we all have ears and we all have hearts. And all I have to do is just think. And if I really want it, Allah will give it to you. That's one thing. If you really want it, and you want Allah to guide you, Allah will guide you. And if you want Allah Azza wa Jalla to keep you firm, Allah will keep you firm. And if you want to be part of this good environment, you'll be part of this good environment. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal had made part of this environment tonight, be part of it every night. Don't let go of it. There's no better of the place than this place. And one day you never regret it. For may Allah reward every single brother and sister that came here tonight. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep them every night. Ikhwani, every Mondays, every Thursday at this time, we have a program for the youth. Be part of it. It's your program. And every other days, alhamdulillah, there's lessons, there's Quran lessons, there's teaching how to pray. There's a lot of activities and functions that take place. Inshallah, be part of it. And I'm your first Muslim brother to support you and be there for you. And my brothers here at the mosque also are the first people to be there for you. And inshallah, take an opportunity after this, after the dua, to introduce yourself to your brothers. Brothers, introduce yourself to each other. Sisters, introduce yourself to each other. I'm your Muslim brother in Islam that loves you for the sake of Allah. Fulan, Fulan, what's your name, brother? I'm your Muslim sister. I'm your Muslim sister that loves you for the sake of Allah. What's your name, sister? And so on. Introduce yourselves to each other. And inshallah, help each other to come here. Ya ikhwani, we're in a time and an era, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one that's grabbing on his deen is grabbing on a coal of fire. And if we're not going to be there for each other, and stand there for each other and support one another and become as a one full structure, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then when is this going to take place? For my brothers and sisters, we all need each other. I need you as much as you need me, and I need you as much as we need each other. For my brothers and sisters, let's all stick to each other for Allah's sake. And let's not look at each other's faults. Let's not look at each other's bad side. Everyone's got a bad side. I look at your fault, I've got 10 in return. Put our faults on the side. Alhamdulillah, at least there's one thing that gets me and you together. One common thing, which is La ilaha illallah. There's nothing better than that. Nothing better than that. La ilaha illallah gets me in together. And that's why we're in this house together. For my brothers and sisters, inshallah, we all need each other. Introduce yourselves to each other, inshallah. Get the brotherhood together. And inshallah, constantly, inshallah, with our hands together, inshallah, we could revive Islam. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Islam had started strange. And we'll come back again strange. So paradise for the strangers. Paradise for the strangers. Islam had started strange and restart strange once again. And I think it's time to start strange. And inshallah, you are the strangers. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma ihdina wa ihdibina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. اللهم اهد امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات Oh Allah we raise our hands to you asking you and supplicating to you with humble hearts Oh Allah guide us and guide us to the true path Ya Allah keep us on the right path Ya Allah, give us istiqama, Ya Allah. Give us steadfastness on this deen. Ya Allah, strengthen the brotherhood. Ya Allah, strengthen the sisterhood. Ya Allah, make us love one another for your sake, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, and have mercy on us. Ya Allah, grant us paradise. Ya Allah, the whole world turned against us, and there's no one for us to resort to except to you, Ya Allah. So accept us and don't reject us. Ya Allah, have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman. Ya Allah, strengthen our yaqeen. Ya Allah, strengthen our taqwa. Ya Allah, strengthen our belief. Ya Allah, strengthen our worship, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts close to one another, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts and make our brotherhood and sisterhood unbreakable, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa al-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyyaka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين